mean, what's been the key for you guys to be more productive on third down this year, getting teams off the field? Last year you were 26th in the league. This year significantly better. What's changed there? What have you guys done differently to improve that?
Just playing the plays better. You know, I don't think it's necessarily a lot of different scheme things. It's just playing some plays better than what we did last year, whether it's changing a call, whether it's not changing a call. You know, guys just seem to be doing a little better job of being able to play the plays, understand what we want out of it, and just kind of, you know, so far in certain situations getting the job done. But there's certainly been some other third downs where we had opportunities to get off the field and haven't even this year. It's been better, but we could be even better than what we are.
Dean, when you sign a guy like Sands, who's 6'7", 315, or whatever he is, do you not have to release two players to make room for him?
Because of his size. Is that what you're saying?
That's
what I'm saying. I don't know. You'd have to ask Bill on that one. He's a big man. I know that. I saw him in the hallway the other day. I didn't actually see him. I just saw the shadow going down the hallway.
Dean, what do you see from this Ravens offense?
Very explosive. Cam's always been a guy that's had a lot of schemes and a lot of plays and a lot of variations, whether it be personnel, formations, motions, unbalanced line, whatever it might be. But, the whole group, whether it be starting, quarterback Flacco's, playing well and seeing the field, making good decisions with the ball. I mean, Clayton and Mason have been around, a while, and especially Derek. And, again, he made a big play last week, a 72-yarder for a touchdown. He's just very explosive players. Heap's one of the best tight ends in the league. These running backs, they can all play. McGahee, Rice, McLean, he played tailback. And I can't remember, had a bunch of yardage last year, 800 or 900 yards playing the tailback. And he's the fullback. So the biggest thing is they can all catch the ball. They can run. They're good up front on the offensive line. And they've been very, very impressive and very explosive.
Dean, how proud of your defense were you, the job they did on Gonzalez? It seems like Merriweather had him a lot underneath, and then McGowan had him a lot underneath, and Merriweather, it seems like, had him over the top. How happy were you with your defense, the job they did on Gonzalez?
Well, I'm proud of, all the guys, because it not only takes guys covering him, but guys, pressure on the quarterback, or takes other guys then being able to play other positions. When you try to maybe do something for one player, then you better be able to hold up at other players. So it's not only that, it's always a team effort and always a whole defensive effort. So I was proud of a lot of guys. He was a big concern, as was or so several other guys. But you're always pleased when you're able to take something away, and for the most part, we did.
And did it kind of shock you when you heard that Will Height, you probably game-planned with him all week, that he wouldn't be able to play? Did that kind of come as a surprise, and did you have to adjust a lot because of that?
Well, everything always comes as a surprise when you're, you find out all of a sudden they're not playing, just like whether, guys will go out and work out before the game or something, they'll come in and say, the guy can't go. So, but you also, even though you're surprised, you're kind of ready for it because it just happens all the time. So you always have contingency plans. That's one of the things you work on during the week. That's one of the reasons why as many times we've talked about so many players knowing so many different positions, so that you don't get stuck in a situation where you say, well, geez, what are we going to do now? Somebody else has got to step in and do it. And so, we try to, the players try to be flexible and try to know enough positions that you make some adjustments. You move this guy here, you move that guy there, you move a guy up, whatever you need to do to, make the whole defense work. Sometimes you even have had to change scheme, if you lose a certain guy. So, but that's one of the things that you're always going to deal with every week.
Does the same go for preparing whether or not you'll have Will Fort? You sort of, I hope you play, but then you have other guys kind of ready if he doesn't, like that?
Somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to play. I don't know that it seems like it's been very few games that you can actually just say, well, boy, we got everybody this week and we're ready to go. It's just, you're always making a plan for that. Well, okay, what happens, even if a guy isn't, everybody's ready to go, you still got to have a plan for in the game. All right, what if you lose this guy, or what if you lose that guy? Is it going to change the scheme, or do we have a guy that can step up and just move into that spot, and we don't have to change anything? And you know, you always have a contingency plan based on personnel. It may involve scheme, it may not involve scheme, but most of the time, it just really is depending on a player to step up and take over that other guy's job.
Dean, with only three games played this season, I assume you've looked at games from Flacco last year. What kind of growth or development have you seen in him from his rookie year to this year?
Well, I think he's excuse me, I got a little bit of a cough today. I think anytime you look at any player at any position, usually from their rookie year to the next year, you see them doing more things, maybe on offense, where they might have maybe not done as much with him last year, saying, okay, he's a rookie, and so let's not put him in this situation. And I think he's got pretty much control of the offense, and they can do whatever they really want to do with him. He's their quarterback, and I think it was, I think he's doing everything that they ask him to do. I think he's, reading the field better, doing all those things better that a quarterback does, just running the offense.
Dean, when they switch running backs do you see a difference in plays they run depending on who's back there, or is it the same plays, just different style?
Oh, I think it both. I think you just like probably any good offense, they're going to design plays that maybe suit a certain player better, but at the same time, they're not going to go so far out of their scheme and out of their play calling. It's not going to be a whole new package. Every running back is different. Some guys like to bounce the ball outside and try to get the edge. Some guys like to run downhill with power. Some guys are cutback runners. Some guys are jump cutters. They may run the exact same play, and it may not look at all the same because of two different backs and the two different styles. You can see, for example, in San Diego, if you could have Tomlinson run a play and Sproles run a play, and they could be the exact same play and not look anything alike because they're such different style of players. That's the same thing true, I think, of any team and when they have a multitude of running backs to play.
Did you guys ask Derek Burgess to do anything different this week? I noticed at the start of the game he was, out there as a standing up, basically. But we have not seen him standing up a lot.
We've asked him just like we ask all of our guys to do certain jobs, whether it be to stand up and play outside back or whether it be a defensive end. Or we've had guys that are stand-up outside backers that end up putting their hand in the dirt for certain downs. We just, again, the more he's here, the more he feels comfortable with our system, the more he's able to do. And so we're just trying to utilize him in the best way we can.
Take a final question.
Dean, with you guys, it seemed in this game, you had to double Gonzalez, and you also had to cover Roddy White and Jenkins and worry about them deep. Was the one thing you kind of felt you were left a little vulnerable to were passes over the middle or crossing routes? Was that something you felt you might have been a little more vulnerable to because you can only stop so many things?
I wouldn't say it was just necessarily those routes. I would just say that, when you double somebody, you're singling somebody else, and, you just got to try to do a good job to hold up there, and the guy's got to be made aware whether they've got help or if they have help, where their help is. And sometimes that could be over the middle. Sometimes that could be to the outside. You try to, you never try to make it the same way all the time. So I wouldn't say necessarily that, we left more of the middle open. I mean, I know we got hit on the one pass down there, but wasn't necessarily because of any kind of a double coverage or anything.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, team.
You bet. Bye.